Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Every bag of Fibermax cotton has 220,000 seeds chock full of innovation, like advanced genetics for longer, stronger fiber, which means 220,000 reasons to hear, "You got what, premiums?" And new Accent Flex technology for powerful weed control, which means 220,000 reasons to say, "Heck yeah, I grew that." Fibermax cotton from BASF. Innovation in every bag. Always read and follow label directions.
No matter who you are or what your background, we here at Big Tobacco want you to know that
we will never discriminate against any age,
ethnicity, or gender.
You can trust that we will tell you whatever lie is needed to convince you to try smoking.
Our messaging will always
think of you first.
Lying to you.
Right where you are.
Because you are our
number one customer.
Customer.
Big Tobacco wakes up every day ready to get you hooked. Help fight the lies at TobaccoStopsWithMe.com. A program of TSET.
Well, boy, do we have some exciting news to report today coming from the 97th Annual National FFA Convention in Indianapolis. Oklahoma FFA bringing home multiple national championships this year. Several hundred Oklahoma FFA members were engaged at the 2024 convention. That includes several national championships. Coy Davidson of the Elgin FFA, he's the 11th Oklahoma FFA member who's won the national championship in prepared public speaking. Cooper Klein of North Rock Creek FFA advanced into the final four in extemporaneous public speaking and placed third nationally, while Sierra Collins of Frederick FFA spoke in three rounds of the national contest, including the final four, and she also placed fourth. National FFA Agri-Science Fair recognizes students studying the application of ag scientific principles and emerging technologies in ag enterprises. Stillwater FFA chapter continued their strong presence in 2024. They won two National Agri-Science Fair titles. Stillwater members include Oakley Gross and Presley Watley Kent. They won the national title in food production and processing, Division 6, while Trinity Blosh and Aubrey McKindu on the national championship in the Environment Services of Natural Resources, Division 6. Aubrey now a three-time national champion, Trinity a six-time national champion in the agri-science arena. Trinity Blosh of Stillwater FFA was also one of the five national proficiency champions that calls Oklahoma home. She has a supervised agricultural experience involving 5 years of research on social, environmental, and food systems. Titus Montgomery from the Red Oak FFA chapter was the national champion in ag communications, entrepreneurship, and placement. Addison Schneeberger of the Hydro Eagley FFA chapter, also named National Champion Proficiency Award winner in goat production. Ethan Stone of Chandler FFA, the winner in fruit and nut production. Ryder Klassen of the Hydro Eagley FFA chapter was named the National Champion Proficiency Award winner in diversified crop production. Laramie Blakely from the Ooligah FFA, American Star finalist in ag production. Riley Smith from Ooligah as well, also an American Star finalist in agri-science. And then Gage Slagle of Hydro Eagley was an American Star finalist in ag placement. Colleen Falasco of Weatherford FFA represented Oklahoma as a national officer candidate. She advanced to phase two in the selection process, but didn't hear her name called on Saturday afternoon. Oklahoma also has a real connection to the 23-24 National FFA President Amara Jackson of Michigan. She was an undergraduate at OSU when she did hear her name called as the president of the National FFA. She's spending her final 2 years in Stillwater at OSU as she majors in ag communications and agribusiness. To see all the winners from this year's National FFA Convention, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and click on the Blue Green Gazette. You've got farm news.
At Arvest Bank, we believe that farmers and ranchers are the heartbeat of our communities. With every crop harvested and animal raised, you're not just growing food, you're nurturing the foundations of our communities. That's why we're committed to standing with you, offering tailored financial support designed to help your operation thrive. Together, we can build a prosperous future for our farms, our families, and our communities. Arvest Bank. We believe.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.